This is CICK News. Yesterday in Smithers at Beauville Square, a fire truck ladder held a Canada flag aloft on a windless day. As I walked to the festivities, it was unusually quiet, but that was the point of the first hour of the town of Smithers Canada Day celebration this year. It was a new, quieter, sensory considerate celebration, the first of its kind in Smithers.
My name is Ayanna Bassi. I am the recreation coordinator at the town of Smithers.
Okay, great. I was speaking with Gladys and she said that the instigation to start this Canada Day celebration quieter was maybe for the experience for young people, but also people who feel overwhelmed. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so bringing the idea of a sensory hour to Canada Day was to kind of remove some barriers so that way more people in the community can start to enjoy these kind of community events that bring our community together, that kind of is the backbone of Smithers. Often we gather and it can be kind of loud or just a really big sensory experience for people. So taking away kind of the loud music, the sirens, and creating this space where everybody can gather in a way that feels right and safe for them was really important to not only me, but the town as well.
Yeah. Is this the first time that we've ever done a Canada Day like this, do you know?
This, as far as I know, this is the first time we've ever included the sensory hour in our Canada Day festivities, yes.
Okay, great. What's Touch a Truck? I guess tell me about what Touch a Truck is.
Okay, so Touch a Truck, this is also the first time we've done Touch a Truck as well. So we've gathered some different organizations and some staple people in our community.
Which organizations and people?
We have RCMP here, Smithers Fire and Rescue, Emergency Services, the ambulance. We have Smithers Community Services here with a transit vehicle. We also have Ben Webb Trucking, who works just in the industry field.
And part of the touching part is what?
So the touch-a-truck part of touch-a-truck is that this gives the opportunity for people in our community to come together, get to know the people who are running these vehicles, get to take a look around the vehicles, and just learn a little bit more about what they see around our community on a day-to-day basis.
Very cool. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
I'm Gladys Attrell of the Mayor, and we're in beautiful Smithers.
Okay. So we're near Beauville here, and it's actually pretty quiet. So can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, you know, I think it's a really special thing. Ayanna, our rec coordinator, was aware from another place that she worked about creating opportunity for people who can't take all the stimulation of the noise and the music. And so we have this hour, Touch a Truck, where people who are overwhelmed by too much stimulation have a chance to go through the equipment, touch it, play with it, and have it in a way that doesn't actually upset them. So it's really kind of magical.
What about the festivities are you most excited about today?
You know, I just like to see people come out. It's always something different. So there's some food, of course. There'll be some louder entertainment later, of course. And just a chance for people young and old to sit on the benches and talk to each other and visit and experience community. And I think, you know, when I was speaking earlier, it's like it's this community and it's our big community. So it's Smithers and being a part of Canada, feeling that, I think is pretty special.
Yeah. Happy Canada Day.
Happy Canada Day.
Okay. What's your name, please?
Nicole.
And you work with the
fire department?
Volunteer.
Volunteer.
Okay, good. Okay, so we got engine number 11 here. What's, are kids actually allowed to come in and touch things in there?
Yeah, it's Touch a Truck Day. And so we have lots of cool looking trucks around. The fire trucks obviously being the coolest ones. And we can come and...
Not biased.
Yeah, not biased at all. But yeah, we can come hop in the driver's seat or in the back and kind of learn all about what we do at the fire department.
Gosh.
Pretty cool.
Should we get in there? I think we got it.
I think you got to drive it.
Okay, let's see if we can get that flag going.
Okay.
All right, what was it that you wanted to know?
I was just kind of wondering what it was.
What it was, and it was an air pack, right?
An air pack, yeah.
Okay. And that's for? Do you remember which set it was for?
No.
Okay. What was it for again?
So we throw it on kind of like a backpack when we're going to a fire, and so if there's smoke in the building, we can have clean air to breathe. So we put a mask on and put the pack on.
And goggles too?
It's actually a full mask.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, or SCBA mask.
Yeah. Because smoke is stinky, right?
And it's not good to breathe in.
Yeah, not good to breathe in. No. Stinky. Okay, any other burning questions there, Remstar?
No.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Once the silence was broken, local kindy rock band Scouts Honor played to a crowd of people of all ages, and kids rushed to push the buttons to start sirens on ambulances, fire trucks, and police cars.
Lauren calls the shots sometimes. She has two kids, so really her kids call the shots a bit, and she calls the shots a bit. You know, they're family unit.
My parents always rushing me. Time's up, move fast, we gotta go. But there are things I need to do. Unexplainably important, plus I can't find my shoes.
You missed all the excitement.
We did. Can we recreate the moment?
You're not going to recreate that one, huh?
No, you're not into it. Close space.
For you, sir.
There you are.
And those boys were something else. You can walk through the back and then
yeah, why don't you guys walk through?
Of Laura.
You betcha. Come on in.
So I'm actually here with CICK News, and this is my my hotshot reporter.
Oh, I recognize
that's
the voice.
Right. Yeah.
let me like, you know.
Oh yeah, look cool. Here.
People lay down right there.
They do. If they're sick, sometimes we sit them up because the cot can move up and down. I have some special stuff for you guys on your way out. So head out this way when you guys come out. You guys see it. Happy Canada Day.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah. So, what's your name?
Laura.
Laura? Okay, and so tell me what we're doing here.
So we're just taking part in the Canada Day celebrations on Main Street. Mm-hmm. We are one of the three crews that are on today in Smithers and currently not on a call, so we thought we'd check it out and show the kids because it's super important for the kids to see us in a non-emergency situation as well.
Is there something about kind of having them kind of maybe destigmatize it or demystify the inside of an ambulance? Like, is that part of this too?
Yeah, absolutely. And also seeing us in uniform is super special as well because, you know, often we see people at the worst days of their lives. So if we can come in a non-emergency situation and have some fun with them and chat with them, it makes it a little easier when an emergency actually happens. They can trust us.
That's very cool. And so you're a paramedic?
I am a paramedic. I'm the paramedic supervisor here at Smithers.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
What's your name, please?
Ryan, and the last name's Law. I'm the detachment commander at Smithers.
My name's Carl, last name's Chad, and I'm the community safety officer for Smithers.
Yeah, it's an event here where we have all the community service providers down to do a display of all the vehicles and allow kids and adults alike to come and check out the cars and see what the service providers are capable of doing in the community of Smithers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a pretty good event so far, and we did an hour without lights and sirens and music, just so it's an open environment for everybody. And then now we're starting up with the band, and people are going to turn on some of the cars and use the emergency equipment and just really get to experience what it's like to do these various jobs.
Is part of touching the truck, can someone that I know turn on the siren or no?
They can now.
Okay, good to know. All right, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.